Proclamation number 5061, dated the February 12th, 1951. Explaining the various characters of the word recipients. My child, accept my words without objection and allow them to take effect on you. A task has been assigned to you which can only be accomplished by a human being who establishes contact with the spiritual kingdom with heart and mind, who thus takes the state of people's feelings on earth into account but desires the spiritual realm himself. And this is necessary in the last days before the end, where people have broken off almost all contact with me, where faith in a spiritual life and a spiritual future is almost entirely lost. I know of humanity's desperate situation and, in order to provide it with help, will have to resort to means which promise success without impairing free will. Thus one such means is the transmission of the pure truth from above through receptive mediators, but who can also be called mediators insofar as they gain easier access to people's hearts due to their personality. They shall, after all, win those over who are still distant from me. You should really consider that people striving towards me are already within a sphere where my working is easily recognized, but that people who are still distant from me are outside of this sphere, and that it is therefore necessary for someone to have access to both spheres in order to speak as they understand it and yet also about that which has originated from me. I know why I chose you for this mission, because I know the human hearts which first scrutinize everything intellectually before they accept it as their own, and whose intellect should therefore not be ignored in order to be able to influence the souls successfully. The redeeming work for such people is considerably more difficult, yet not hopeless. For my grace works where it finds an open ear, so that my gift of grace can also touch the heart. Thus it is my will that my working shall also be mentioned where the world is still exerting a strong influence. During the last days, proclaiming my gospel in the hitherto usual way will reap little success, if it is not entirely impossible. People who live in the world and are also in touch with worldly people are not as quickly rejected if they speak on my instructions than those who have little contact, because their spiritual sphere is already so different that worldly people cannot put themselves in that position and are more likely to feel repelled than attracted by it. These spheres are formed by emotions, which therefore can be good or bad, full of love or lacking love. It is always a person's character which shapes the sphere in which his soul is subsequently moving. However, if I assign a mission to a person who wants to be of service to me, then I myself will form the type of sphere surrounding him which corresponds to this mission, in which my willing servant can then be successfully active for me and my kingdom, which, however, is not to say that I avail myself of a person who lives entirely outside spiritual spheres, since he would be unable to work in my name, but I spread a veil across the light which would break through to brightly and radiantly, and which would cause precisely the kind of confusion amongst worldly people which would interfere with winning one of them over. I select people for such a mission who have voluntarily become my own, who are seized by my love and who I can now use as a tool in the last days before the end. I myself work in and through them. And this shall be your explanation to the question why all people don't have the same emotions and nevertheless an abundance of strength becomes effective which is not obvious. For I look into the heart and know a person's will, to which degree he is turned towards me, and according to this will is his calling for my kingdom. Amen.